Boxer Gao wants more than bronze. Lan Po Road in Gampang Pet Province will be closed to traffic today. There's nothing wrong with it, but the space is needed for a special event. A large projector screen is being set up for residents to cheer local boxing hero Gao Bong Prayun as he takes on David Irapetyan of Russia at 7:45 p.m. in the Olympic light flyweight semi-final. Gao has already clinched at least a bronze medal, but he wants more. "My 12-year wait for an Olympic medal is over," said Gao, who was fighting in his first Olympics. "But my mission is not yet complete. My target is to win gold for all ties." "For his dream to come true, Gao must be at his best to beat Irapetyan," said Thailand's boxing coach Tong Tawikun. "It will be a very difficult fight for Gao because the Russian is strong," he said. "I think the bout will be determined by only one point or two." Irapetyan, 29, is an aggressive boxer who lacks accuracy, the coach said. "I'm sure Gao will win," Tong said. Standing at 1.6 meters, Gao is 2 centimeters taller than the Russian. The Russian was a bronze medalist while the Thai reached the quarterfinals at last year's World Championships. Gao is now the only boxer who could save his boss's face and job. Following Gao's quarterfinal win, General Bunluit Gelbrisit, president of the Thailand Boxing Association, reaffirmed his vow to quit as the country's amateur boxing boss if the team returns home without a gold medal. "I'm happy with Gao's performance," said Bunluit, "but a bronze is not our ultimate target. We want gold. If we do not win gold, I will step down as TBA president."